Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today, we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself leadership. A lot of you might have homes that you own, homes that you rent, might have an apartment, duplex, condos, wherever it is that you live. You might have made repairs. You're looking to sell your house, so you decide to make some improvements to the home to increase the resale value. You might be looking to make another room, add some more space. Maybe you just got some personal taste that you want to make some changes to a house that you bought. So let's go talk about repairs. One reason you might, of course, most of the reasons that we repair something is that it's broken or we don't want it to get to a place where it becomes some big ordeal. For example, say you have a small water leak in your pipeline, and if it goes unrepaired, it can grow and grow to the point where you start getting mold. The water starts seeping into, say it's over your carpet. It can ruin your carpet, your flooring, in the wall, through the wall structure. It can ruin all of that if it doesn't get fixed. So a repair is necessary to fix that pipe, to fix that water leak, before it becomes a major issue. You're looking to resell your home, so you're making home improvements. You want to increase the value of your home, so you redo the outside landscaping. You make it look more aesthetic. You add new light fixtures, new outlets. The plates that go on the outlets, you make them look nice. So you make some small upgrades here and there that make the house look more valuable. You want a bigger room. You have an addition to the family and you find that you need more room. So you get the permits, you go out and do your research, and you get the tools and you start on this project, or you might go out and just hire somebody to do it for you. And why do you hire somebody to do it for you? Part of the reason is maybe you're not comfortable in doing the project yourself. You might not, to add another room, you're going to need an electrician to do the wiring, and so you might not be comfortable doing that yourself. And another reason is for time. If you got job, you're working, you have kids, they got activities, you're engaged in different things, so your time is valuable. And so where are you placing your time priorities? So you just hire somebody to do it. But in this episode, let's focus on doing it yourself. So how do you go about doing a project on your own? Of course, you need to have some sort of knowledge on the project that you're going to be doing. Let's look at an example and we'll tie it into this. Say you want to replace rug with tile. You have carpet laid out throughout your living room. You want to replace it with a nice tile. I've done this in a previous home that I've had owned. I replaced the carpet with tile, and I didn't know anything about how to replace it at that time. So what did I do? What do you do when you're wanting to do this home improvement, this do-it-yourself project, and have no knowledge base? Well, you can ask people you know that are in the business. You can do some YouTube videos Back in the day, there weren't many YouTube videos on how to replace carpet with tile. So I had to go to the library or go to the bookstore and look at home improvement books and magazines and just find that knowledge base on how to do that. And so there were some other people, family, that knew of others that knew about how to replace carpet with tile. And so they given tidbits and some advice and stuff like that. And so I did my research. And you do your research when you're doing your own projects. And you, through books, through YouTube videos, through people that you know, through different outlets, and you put that all together, and then you understand that there's going to be time involved. There's going to be tools that you need, and tools are important. So what tools do you need when you're replacing carpet with tile? There's a whole array of tools, and you can makeshift some tools. You can go down to the, say, the 99-cent store and try to buy some tools, but will it get the job accomplished effectively, and will it prolong your do-it-yourself home improvement? So you have to look at different things. Now, going, say, to Lowe's or Home Depot or to one of your hardware stores and getting those tools that might cost you more money, but it will be sturdier tools, it'll be the proper tools that will get the job done more effectively, efficiently, and can save you time. Now, I'm not an expert in do-it-yourself home improvements. I'm just basing it on my experiences and what I know about do-it-yourself home improvements. I mean, there's all kinds of do-it-yourself home improvements. You can, from repainting the walls, from breaking down a wall, extending a room, remodeling your bathroom, redoing the landscaping outside. I've laid sprinkler piping, laid the sod, did all that entrenching, did all that stuff. Did I get it all right and like an expert landscaper would do? No. But I did it and got it done. And the same with replacing the tile. So you need like to measure it out. You need to ensure that you got the right tools and like, and you have order the tile. You got to go and shop for your tile and make sure you order the proper tile and the grout that goes in between the tiles, the tape to tape up the side of the wall so that grout and other stuff doesn't get on the walls. There's spacers. There's the saw cutter for the tile. You can't just use any jigsaw to cut the tile. I mean, you could try it, but you're going to ruin the tile. So I didn't have the tile cutter, so I went and rented one. And anyways, and then I laid out the tile, made sure that it laid out appropriately and where I might need to cut tile at certain angles so it could fit. And you know, it's a whole process. And if you're missing certain tools and then you have to put everything on hold while you go to the hardware store and find the right tool or ask a friend if they have the tool you can borrow, or you might even have to rent the tool. So it's good to have everything researched, planned, get the tools in advance, lay everything out, and get to going on that project. So do it yourself just isn't a walk in the park where you just, hey, I'll do it myself, I'll save money, I'll save on paying for labor, I'll save and all these things. And some people love doing do-it-yourself projects. And even the people that love it and are experts, they know that you got to have the proper tools and do your research and all of this. So you might be saying, well, Noah, what does all of this have to do with leadership? So do-it-yourself leadership to me means that leadership doesn't just happen. It just doesn't appear and there's your leadership. It requires you to do it yourself. For leadership, you can't just go out and hire someone to do it for you like you do a do-it-yourself job out there, that there is that option. You can be in the middle of doing a project yourself and realize, man, I really don't have the expertise, or I can't get access to the tools that I need. And so you get stuck in the middle of doing a project and you end up hiring somebody to come and do it for you. You can't do that with leadership. Leadership is a do-it-yourself. Yes, you'll have assistance along the way. Yes, there'll be mentors. Yes, but the action comes from you as the leader. Your leadership development happens because of you, not because of anyone else. My growth, my leadership growth, will happen only when I take action. People can encourage me, motivate me, give me advice, give me tips, provide me with resources, all of that stuff they can surround me with. All these things could be surrounded around you as a leader, around me as a leader. But if we don't take action with any of it, no one's going to come in and assume your leadership and carry your leadership legacy. They have their own leadership legacy. If you're in a position of leadership and you're not doing your leadership role, it's either going to be a stagnant leadership role that you're assuming there, or they'll boot you out and they'll move somebody else in that will take action, that will do it themselves. So why would you have a do-it-yourself leadership? There's different reasons, but let's focus on as you would a do-it-yourself home improvement. First, you have repairs that sometimes need to be made within yourself as a leader. Repair in areas that need that improvement. Yeah, it's not going to be a leaky faucet. It's not going to be replacing the outlets that are faulty. But as a leader, say you have 5 years in as a leader, you have 10 years, you have 30 years in as a leader. You're this great leader out there. For some reason, you hit a bump in the road, a snag in the road. Repairs might be necessary. In fact, repairs will be necessary from time to time. We live in what we call this human body that's subject to imperfections, that's subject to mistakes and failures. And so, from time to time, we need to reanalyze ourselves, where we're at along our leadership journey, and what repairs need to be made. Because if we don't make those repairs to our leadership, they'll get like a leaky faucet. It'll start off small, and eventually it'll grow into a massive leak that it can even flood the whole entire house. The same with your leadership, with my leadership. If we allow these shortcomings to grow and to grow and to fester and nothing is done about it, it could get to a point where it could be like that fog that seeps through your mind and in your mind palace, and it just If we allow it, it'll grow and creep and cloud your mind so much that you can lose sight of who you are, lose sight of your leadership. So repairs need to be made. Like your mind palace, that fortress of knowledge that you have, that fortress needs repairs from time to time, needs rechecking, reanalyzing to make sure that it's sturdy. Make sure that those intangible walls, that they don't start cracking. And if they are cracking, where can we repair them to keep them strong from not allowing that fog of fear to creep in? And you might be saying, well, what are you talking about, mind palace and fog of fear? Listen to my previous podcasts. They all tie together in one shape or form. So repairs from time to time need to be made along our leadership journey. Otherwise, it can lead to disaster. It can lead to setbacks. We might think, oh no, it's okay. It'll go away on its own. Oftentimes it doesn't go away on its own. It's still there. And if we don't use the right tools to repair that issue, that situation, if we just throw a band-aid on it, that's not repairing it. You got to know what tools will be needed to repair the areas of your life, whether personal or professionally. You want to also look at doing it yourself leadership as a way of improving your value. Just like when you want to resell a home or apartment complex or your condo or even your car, you do it yourself. You make improvements because you want to increase the value. The same with your leadership. You make improvements along your journey. How do you make improvements? You need to have the right tools also. You need to do your research, look at your knowledge base, look at your wisdom, look at your understanding. Do a self-evaluation of yourself. What areas can I improve on? Not repair. I'm talking about improving on. Can you improve on certain strengths that you have as a leader? Where do you have value that you can multiply that value? Maybe you have a certain skill set that you know you're strong at. Improve it. Build upon it. Add more experience to your leadership. That's doing it yourself. You're going to add the experience. Seek it out. Seek out opportunities. Add tools to your leadership toolbox. You might be good with strategic planning. You might be good with numbers. You may be good at problem solving. All of us have our own strengths. All of us have our own tools. Some of us lack many tools. So look at do-it-yourself leadership as, where can I repair? Where can I improve? Where can I add more experience? And add tools to your leadership toolbox. Gain knowledge on all these areas. And understanding. How do you gain the knowledge? Gotta do research. Listen and watch other leaders. Just because you're a top leader, just because you're one of the great leaders, doesn't mean you just think that, unless you're narcissistic, don't think that you have it all and you know it all. You may be great, but there's so much to learn in life. So much to learn in life. Just when you think you know something, you realize how much you don't know. Here's a side note. Just like I was reading about jellyfish, I was researching about jellyfish for a on Instagram. I posted a saying, and I had a huge jellyfish on there, and I came across a jellyfish that you could say they're immortal. They live forever, and maybe I came across it in the past, but I don't recall. So I would say I never heard of this jellyfish, but to realize that a jellyfish, when it gets to a crisis state, when it gets to a certain point in its life, that it can revert back into a state of youthfulness and just continue that cycle and process and just really live forever. I found that amazing. That sparked an idea on that quote I put out there. So do your research. Don't just throw stuff out there too. I like researching on different things, different topics. But I digress. So look at other leaders. Listen to all the leaders that are out there. Whether they're a high school coach, whether they're a college professor that's leading a class, whether it's the teacher that's leading their organization on campus in a high school, wherever leaders are, wherever they're at along the spectrum, you can learn from new leaders, you can learn from leaders that have been in it a while, leaders that are great and have lots of knowledge and wisdom. Everyone can learn from each other. You can gain knowledge from each other. Share it. Don't hold it in. Read about other leaders. I've read about Colin Powell, his leadership. I've read different leaders that are out there. I've read about leaders that have been basketball coaches, like Pat Riley, his leadership style. Military leaders out there. So presidents from the past, like Dwight D. Eisenhower. I've read, I have all these books, and you read them and you might not agree with every single leader, but you take pieces from each of them and you gain that knowledge and you're doing your research. And even up to the most recent leaders that are writing books, read about them. Read in magazines about different leaders. Even stuff in management, stuff everywhere. Just read. Soak in the knowledge. So that then it helps you develop you as a leader. You're doing this yourself. Know what tools you need. Because if you want to make repairs, if you want to make improvements, you need to know what resources, what tools you need. One of the things that you'll need is patience. This do-it-yourself leadership isn't a project that you can complete in one day, in a few hours. You are engaged in a lifelong do-it-yourself leadership project. This is lifelong. This is till death do you part. If you're truly about leadership, this is truly your calling. If this is truly what you want, this is lifelong. This is a lifelong do-it-yourself. So you need patience. I'm a person that has patience that could go around the world several times. But even people that have a lot of patience, their patience is tested from time to time. and we can get frustrated. You can get frustrated. You may want to give up. But patience is key. We regroup. Gotta be like that turtle that might slowly be moving along, but that turtle knows where it's going. Yeah, there's times to speed things up, but I'm talking about this isn't a sprint. This is, as many say, it's a marathon. You'll get there. Have the patience and do it as right as possible. So patience is important. Questions are important. Questions to me are like tools that often don't get used. Ask questions about your areas that need improvement. Write it down. Ask questions about areas that you want to improve on. Write it down. Add questions about where can I add more experience. Ask questions about what tools do I need to add to my leadership toolbox that will bring me value to myself and to those that I lead. Questions, questions, questions. Sometimes we're growing up, or even when I was in the military, sometimes we're told, no questions asked, just do it. Well, we have to ask questions and then narrow it down as we go along. Patience, questions. That mind map also is important, like that blueprint. In your mind is where it's all at. You're processing as you have that patience. You're asking yourself questions. You have that mind map. You have your library within you. Empathy is important too. You gotta have empathy for yourself and for those that you lead. Empathy will take you a long ways. And also, I know this isn't therapy, or you're not doing therapy on yourselves or those that you lead, but look at the cognitive triangle model and refer back to my episode about 3D leadership. Utilize it as a tool, because thinking affects feeling and feeling affects behavior, the reaction. So those questions, the patience, the mind map, the empathy, all that goes in there with your thinking and your feeling and your behaviors, your reactions. And when you self-reflect and you look at the cognitive triangle model, the 3D leadership, you'll see how it all fits in. And there's a whole array of tools. Different leaders have different approaches and look at strategic planning, look at different areas for tools. Assessments, surveys, they have different ideas and interpretation of what leadership tools are. But find the tools that will fit you and work for you, and the do-it-yourself leadership lifelong project that you're working on. And so once you've done all this, you got to get out there and start leading. You might have fears that come across your mind, some insecurities. Again, go back and listen to my podcast on insecurities and overcoming the allures of fear. There's a point where you got to take that step. Begin that journey. If you're in the middle of your leadership journey and something comes into your life that causes fear, that causes some setbacks, look in your toolbox. What tools do you have to fix that, to repair it, to work through that so that you can continue your journey. If you're a leader listening and you're ready to give up, you're ready to quit, look within yourself. Take a time out and say, where am I at in my personal life, in my professional life? Ask yourself questions. If you truly are called to be a leader, and if this is something that you know that you're on the right path, and frustrations and everything come about, you're in a sea of just chaos and everything, and you're in the midst of your leadership trials, have the patience to work through that and to allow those storms to move through and move on. Recognize that mind map of where it is, that vision you have of, that you envisioned a long time ago and where you want to get to. It might not always look like where you want. Where you go and where you get to might not always look like how you envisioned, but we should have a general vision of where we want to go. Because the whole journey matters. The start, the destination, the journey, everything. Your whole story matters. Some people will say it's the journey, not the destination. Some people it's the destination. It all matters. We all have different interpretations of it, but to me, it's all relevant. So get out there, start leading, work through those challenges. It's a do-it-yourself. There'll be people that will support you. Look for that support system. As leaders, when you're going through stuff, look to other leaders. Lean on them for support from time to time. Don't get a state of learned helplessness and a state of dependency, but know that it's your leadership. You own it. You're accountable for it. So, while it might be tough and frustrating, you might be wanting to give up as a leader, pull through it with asking your questions. Have empathy on yourself. Say, you know what? I'm only human. Some people think it's called Rag and Bones. It's a song that I listened to a long time ago. And he talks about, or sings about, that I'm only human. Don't put the blame on me. That people want to put the blame on others. They want to put the blame on him. People want to put the blame on you as a leader. They say, well, it's your fault. You're the leader. And sometimes you might get bombarded with that from other leaders that you work with, from your business colleagues, from your team. And so you get frustrated and you get overwhelmed, and then sometimes you may go home to your family or your friends, or if you're by yourself, you might go home, you have a pet, you get frustrated and you start venting, taking it out. Got to regroup and remind yourself why it is you went into a leadership role, why it is you became a leader, and why it is you feel and know that it's your calling to be a leader. You have the potential within you to do great things as a leader. Got to get unplugged from all this noise from time to time. Get focused on the one thing that matters, which is you. Remind yourself you matter. You have value. No one can take that away from you as a leader. This is your do-it-yourself leadership. No one else will do it for you. They'll support you. They'll encourage you. I'll support you and encourage you through this podcast. And I believe in you that you have what it takes to continue your leadership journey. So I encourage you to leave comments on my podcast. Give me feedback. It's much appreciated, good or bad. How else are we going to learn if we don't even take the bad criticism along with the good? There'll always be haters out there that, and trolls, no matter what. They'll never be satisfied with your leadership. They'll never be satisfied with what you're trying to accomplish, but continue pushing through. So I appreciate every one of you that listen to this podcast, that follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Medium, I'm on Stitcher, I'm on iTunes, Anchor, Podomatic, and any of your favorite podcast apps that you have. You can download my show, NG Unplugged, Noah Garcia. So until next time, take care and continue on your leadership journey.